parent voice on. So I'm going to do a roll call. So we have Trustee Welch on the phone. Trustee Hansen?
Here.
Trustee Corpus?
Present.
Trustee Zito?
Present.
Bonnie Mace?
Aye.
And Dr. Emmy Flores is present. And Kim is graciously taking over for Johanna today, who's at a wedding. So we will say thank you very much to you. Okay, so now we're going to do our flag salute. Do we have any students who would like to lead us in a flag salute tonight? How about you guys in the back?
I see some students.
Come on, students. You know how to do the flag salute? Come on. You'll be fine. It's pretty simple. You know the words already. Okay. Go up to the flag. We always like to have students do it. It's kind of our thing. So. Okay.
Please join me in saying the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Very well done. Thank you. And what's your name?
Jason.
Thank you, Jason. Now we have item 2.1, comments from the CSCA. Pauline, welcome back from summer.
Good evening, Pauline Benton, President, CSCA Evergreen Chapter 432. Last week I had the honor and privilege of attending the annual CSCA conference, along with my fellow executive board members Cassie Giannata and Maria Bentoncourt. It was held at the Paris Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, and in case anyone was wondering, we did not see any massive swarms of desert grasshoppers as was reported in the news. We found a few stragglers at the MGM Grand and in the monorail station, but that was about it. CSCA hosts an annual conference because the organization is member-run and the conference gives the membership the opportunity to conduct the business of the organization. Over 1,600 member delegates from CSCA chapters across the state attend the conference, as well as over 400 non-members, which include CSCA staff and various vendors. Over the course of 5 days, delegates discussed, debated, and voted on resolutions that affect union paid release time for CSCA standing committee members, the chapter delegate assistance program, and non-member rights to participate in contract ratification meetings, just to name a few. We voted on a budget for the new fiscal year and heard from our association president, Ben Valdepeña, on the state of our union. There was also time for fun as we gathered for dinner on the last evening of conference and danced the night away to music from the 80s. One of the highlights of this conference was the report from the Dorothy Bjork Assistance Fund Committee. The Assistance Fund relies solely on volunteer donations from CSCA members and staff. No union dues are used. Over $200,000 in emergency financial assistance was dispersed to the many CSCA members affected by last year's wildfires. Each year at conference, there's an event called Bucket Pass, where voluntary donations are collected as blue CSCA buckets are passed along the very long tables of delegates. This year, over $74,000 was collected, a new record. My reason for highlighting the assistance fund is because of the recent shooting incident at the Gilroy Garlic Festival. The day the incident occurred, CSCA delegates were arriving in Las Vegas and registering for conference. Suddenly, our cell phones were going crazy as our friends and loved ones told us what had happened in Gilroy. Our very own Maria Bentoncourt received texts from her family members to let her know they were okay because they had decided at the last minute not to go to the Garlic Festival that day. The president of Gilroy's CSCA chapter told us that her daughter graduated the same year as the shooter, and he was a quiet kid who seemed normal. An instructional assistant and CSCA member from the Mount Pleasant Elementary School District is a grandmother of the six-year-old boy who died. Right there at conference, the Assistant Fund Committee granted her emergency financial assistance to help with her grandson's funeral expenses. The CSCA family took care of one of their own. The Gilroy mass shooting was too close to home. The other day, as I was going through paperwork to file away the old to make room for the new, I came across a presentation I had saved from active shooter training in 2014. I was reminded of our district safety committee. In the 3 years I have been CSEA chapter president, I have not been invited to a safety committee meeting. I don't know if the committee has met during the past 3 years, but if not, maybe it's time to resurrect this committee. The safety of our students and staff seems to be more and more at risk as mass shooting incidents continue to occur alarmingly more frequent and in places we never dreamed of. So that I don't end on a somber note, I hope everyone had a good summer break. As classified staff return to work, we are ready for the challenges and successes that lie ahead in the new school year. Thank you.
Thank you, Pauline. Item 2.2, comments from the ETA. Suzanne?
Thank you. All right, good evening. Suzanne Lima, second grade teacher at Millbrook and also VP and bargaining chair for ETA. So good evening. Tonight, as I speak to all of you, I'm feeling a lot of different emotions. I continue to feel optimistic that this year will be the first of a series of positive years, both in terms of our students continuing to do well and also with the relationship between the district administration and staff continuing to become more collaborative. The administration's willingness to include not just stakeholder input when choosing two new principals this summer, but also allowing stakeholders to be on the interview panels in order to really make sure the chosen principal was in fact a good fit for that school is one example that administration recognized the importance of buy-in. This is a very good start if shared leadership is the future of our district. As you know, students will be in school just under 2 weeks from today. Though this is an exciting time for students and teachers as well, this is also an anxious time. Besides all the normal feelings like what will my teacher be like or what will my class be like, the first 10 days of school are unsettling because it's very likely many changes will be made. Historically, classes collapse, teachers get moved around, new combos get made or collapse, students get overflowed, all almost after 2 weeks of becoming part of a class. This, as I have spoken about in the past, can be devastating for students and teachers. I've had to say goodbye to seven-year-olds 2 weeks into the school year who cried and asked if they could please stay with me and their friends. With the resolution of the mainstreaming grievance in the spring of last year, ETA will have both a voice and a vote at the enrollment meetings that take place during the first 10 days, which I do believe is important since we know firsthand the effects of all these decisions. But some of the residual effects of declining enrollment and not consolidating schools are there will be more students that need to be overflowed, more combos being needed at sites, less opportunities for teachers to work together to collaborate since some schools are so small they barely have enough kids for two teachers at a grade level, and more teachers being moved after school starts. This has been our reality. If this administration and board cannot make some courageous decisions this year, these things will only worsen. And I'd like to end with this. Our students are growing up in a very tumultuous time, to say the very least. As both a teacher and a parent, the fear I have knowing 25% of mass shootings happen at school can be suffocating. The culture of intolerance being more prevalent brings me to tears. The news of ICE agents taking away parents at factories on their children's first day at school, in some cases leaving no one to pick them up at the end of the day, is heartbreaking. These are the times all our children are living in. As the people in their lives who are tasked with looking out for them, teaching them, and protecting them, we have to work together to do this. They're counting on us. We owe them that. Thank you.
Thank you, Suzanne. I don't see any comments from the public. There's one? Okay,
there's one.
So I'm going to read this then before I get this one. Welcome to the Board of Trustees meeting. All meetings are open to the public with the exception of closed session. Members of the audience who wish to address the board on any subject on tonight's agenda or during matters from the public are asked to complete speaker cards prior to addressing the board. Speakers are asked to come to the podium, state their name and affiliation to the district for the record, and limit their remarks to no more than 3 minutes and a maximum of 15 minutes to each subject matter to be invoked at the discretion of the board. The public may also speak to the board on subjects not on tonight's agenda during matters from the public, providing the topic falls within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board. Remarks must be limited to no more than 3 minutes and a maximum of 15 minutes to each subject matter to be invoked at the discretion of the board. As an unagendized item, no response is required from the board or district staff and no action can be taken. However, the board may consider the item for a future meeting. Evergreen School District Board of Trustees meetings proceedings are auto-recorded. Audio recordings of the proceedings are posted on the district website under Board Meetings. Official minutes are written, recorded, and approved by the Board of Trustees. And approved official minutes are also posted on the district website under Board Meetings. So if anyone other than Pauline would like to...
I wanted to wait till 4.2.
Oh, it was just a 4.2.
Yeah.
So there are no... Anyone want to do a public comment at this time? Seeing none, we will move on to consent items. Jim.
Consent items tonight. 3.1, approval of board special meeting minutes of July 17th, 2019. 3.2, approval of personnel report. 3.3, ratification of contracts. 3.4, ratification of July warrant list. 3.5, ratification of facilities use agreements. These are all moved for approval. Is there a second? Or does anyone wish to pull any items from consent?
No? Do we have a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second before we vote. I just want to give Dr. Flores an opportunity to welcome some people who are important here.
So we have two special people. I'm looking for a third one, but I don't think she's here today. We have two folks who are joining us in Ed Services as directors, our own Tanya Spruance.
Yes,
okay. And Miss Patricia Brett. Services, and we're just very delighted to be able to bring folks who have a great wealth of experience and who will be a great support to our schools and our students. So, welcome. And I believe you may have family here.
Do you have family here? Have your husband.
We can't see you.
Hi there.
Okay. And Patrina, I don't think you have anybody here today. Okay.
So what we do, Tim, do you mind taking a photo? So we'll do one of Tanya separate, and then we'll do one of Patrina separate, because we're going to hire them. So we'll do that.
Where's Kim?
Oh, that's part of the personnel report. So
okay,
let's do a photo first.
We do have Kim here. Kim to the front. I can't see.
Kim's back there.
In the comment, but I can't see anything.
Okay. So we're going to just take you all individually, and then we'll do it collectively. Okay, so Tanya, why don't we do this? And then we'll vote on the consent item after this.
Leela, your hair is there.
Yeah, and we're going to have to take a picture with Janet when I come back.
We'll Photoshop you in, okay?
Should we bring them together? Okay, for one big happy family.
All right.
Sure.
You're
back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And now we have a motion and a second on the consent items. No one has pulled anything, so we will vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? I'm going to go around. Leela? Say aye or nay.
Leela? Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Marisa?
Aye.
Chris?
Yes.
Jim?
Aye.
Bonnie? Aye. Vote motion carries 5-0. Congratulations to everyone. We're really looking forward to working with all three of you, and we're really excited to have you with us. Now we have item 4.1, the public disclosure of provisions of collective bargaining agreement per AB 1200, Evergreen School District and CSEA, and it's Dolores, right?
Good evening. So, as you know and have had in the agenda, the district and CSEA has reached an agreement for the 19-20 year for salaries and benefits, and kind of for the contract for the additional 2 years. So there will be some reopeners for those additional 2 years. However, for salaries and benefits, we'll kind of just hit on a few things for you. The 2.5% increase effective February 1st that has previously been given to certificated management and confidential has also been extended to CSEA. That's the biggest part of the agreement. There are several other items that are smaller groups of people, smaller dollar amounts, increasing some stipends for standby time for bus drivers and for, standby time for our on-call people that we have to call in on evenings and weekends. We have just a few of them that are on-call. They come in, they board up windows or whatever is needed in case of emergency. And then the second split, which is our bus drivers, excuse me. A little scattered already. Why?
Might have to drive buses.
But if you had a license, we would put you behind the wheel.
Need employee.
Bonnie, is Dolores speaking?
Yes, we did. Yes.
Dolores.
Yes, it's Dolores.
Okay, thank you.
Go ahead, Dolores.
So the standby time for our bus drivers, because the way their second split for our bus drivers, because the way their schedule works is, challenging. So they get a little stipend for that, and it's kind of increasing that. And then some looking at some specific job classifications and changing the ranges of those, either because of the type of work they are now doing or because it didn't fit with some of our other job families and the way the ranges fit within some of our other job families. For instance, bus drivers, lead bus driver, all kind of have a certain number of ranges in between them. We did the same thing with the mechanic. Although we only have one, he's functioning as a mechanic two or a lead mechanic. So just kind of, if there was a mechanic one, which we had at one time, then what would be the number of ranges that would still fall in like the maintenance workers or the bus drivers. So same type of idea on that. Those are smaller amounts, changing the longevity amount, just a small increase on that for those longevity increments as CSEA hits those. It's kind of recognizing and hopefully keeping our employees that have been here a while. So kind of just a little incentive for them to stay here, not go somewhere else. And then the vacation plan, no additional days, just kind of accelerating that just a little bit as to when they receive them, so that hopefully they will have enough days to cover the breaks is the idea. They will be able to cover those breaks, school breaks, sooner. Otherwise, they don't earn enough days at the very beginning to cover all the school breaks. So it's just kind of getting them a little closer to being able to cover all those a little sooner than they have in the past. The early retirement, increasing that. There's only a couple of people that are taking that early retirement health benefit, and the dollar amount that they pay, we're just increasing that a little bit, make it slightly more advantageous for people to take that if they need it. And then the reclassification process, kind of just formalizing that into a more transparent process and a more neutral process, bringing in an outside party to sort of mediate that. So that's when an employee feels that they have had additional jobs maybe added to them because of reductions or some other reason, and they want the district and the union to look at their position and possibly reclass it to another position or reclass it to a different salary level. And we have done that kind of amongst ourselves for many years, and this is just a little bit different process that a lot of districts use that will make that a little more just a little more able to everybody to just weigh in and let a neutral party make the decision. So I think I've highlighted all that. Also, as part of the board agenda, there is an updated multi-year. Again, that shows the cost of this increase in the current 19-20 year, as well as the subsequent 2 years. And also the changes in the budget, the state adopted budget had some changes in the STIRS and PERS rates. So it is also showing that in the multi-year. That third year, again, needs some work. I'll just kind of leave it at that. We're going to have to take a hard look at that third year to get it at a 3% reserve. But we are at and better than a 3% in the current year and the first subsequent year.
Before I have board ask questions, I have Pauline to do a public comment. So, Pauline, at this time, I'm going to let you come up and do your public comment, and then Dolores, you'll come back up, and we can ask questions. And Dr. Flores wants to say something as well.
Okay. I just wanted to come up and just from the CSA's perspective and the members, just to enlighten the board a little bit, like from our perspective. What I'd like to do is say thank you to the district negotiating team as well as Dolores. I think we had 3 meetings. It was very respectful on both sides. We gave our proposal. They, you know, responded in kind, and both sides handled themselves very respectfully. They were very open-minded, and it was a very collaborative process. While of course we didn't get everything that we asked for, we made good progress. We're very happy with this agreement. It's a step in the right direction, especially for the reclassification process. Honestly, it gives classified a little more leverage in the reclassification meetings, not coming to the district saying, please reclassify us, and district says no, and then that's it. But like I said, it's a step in the right direction. We're very happy with it. Our labor rep told us that this contract is probably one of the best contracts he's seen in a long time. So I just wanted to let you know. And then yesterday we had our ratification meeting, and there's always one no vote, but everybody else voted yes. So they're happy. They're happy with it. Thank you.
Thank you, Pauline. Okay, Dolores, come back up. And Dr. Flores, if you want to say something.
Yeah. I do want to thank the negotiating team. It was very important for me that we wrap this up before Carol left. Even though she's not here, I want to thank her too for her leadership with that. And it was a very collaborative process, and I'm very grateful for everybody coming to the table with the spirit of collaboration. And looking forward to building greater transparency in our process. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, so Dolores is back up because you can't. I'm just narrating for you, Leela, because you can't see. So Dolores is back up here and ready for any questions. First of all, do we have a motion?
So moved.
Jim moves. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Marisa. So before we vote, does anyone have any questions of Dolores? Leela, I'll start with you. Do you have any questions?
I have a question. Are we voting on 4.3 or 4.1?
We're voting on 4.1, which is just AB 1200.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any other questions?
I just want to make a comment and to Pauline and the CSEA. We just know that there isn't a lot that we can do given the state of our budgets. I'm glad that we were able to make the compromises that we were able to make, and just understand that we really do appreciate what CSEA does, what all our employees do, but what CSEA does, and they do so much, so varied, right? Such bus drivers to secretaries to, you know, power professionals and so on. But we do appreciate, and I'm very glad that when we can show that appreciation and give you a little bit more give our employees a little bit more that we can, but so just, yeah, we do appreciate what's being done.
And I just want to say thank you to Pauline, to the negotiating staff, for having a very, you know, calm, collaborative process. It's really great. So does anyone else have any questions? This is just, Lila, this is 4.1, just 4.1, which is the AB 1200. Okay, seeing none, all in favor? Any opposed? Going around the table, Lila?
Yeah.
Marisa?
Yes.
Chris?
Aye.
Jim?
Yes.
Bonnie, aye. Motion carries 5-0 for 4.1. 4.2, public hearing. So I'm going to open the public hearing for the collective bargaining agreement between the Evergreen School District and the CSEA. I see no comments. Does anyone would like to make a comment at this point? No. All right.
Add one person, maybe.
I'm going to close the public hearing, unless someone wants to make a comment. Okay, and we'll move on to 4.3, which is the approval of the Evergreen School District and the California School Employees Association collective bargaining agreement for July 1st, 2019 through June 30th, 2022, with reopeners for wages, benefits, and two articles for each party for 2020-21, 2021-22. So, do we have a motion?
I make the motion.
Marisa makes the motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Jim seconds. I don't see any public comment. Do we have any questions of Dolores on this or anything else? No questions? Okay, let's vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, Lila said aye. Marisa?
Aye.
Chris?
Happily, yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Bonnie, aye. Motion carries 5-0. Congratulations. Thank you, Pauline, for your comments. And now we have information items. Dr. Flores, do we have any information items?
So this week we had an opportunity.
Bonnie, I have a question on the information item.
Okay, go ahead, Lila.
I don't know if I was called in the roll call. I don't know if you said Lila's on phone or because I wasn't called during roll call.
Yes, I did say Lila was on the phone, and we have that in the in the minutes, right?
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Dr. Flores.
I just want to say that it's been a month that I've been here, and it's been a great pleasure getting to know folks. I've had many one-to-one meetings, and like I said, when I came in and I was introduced, that there's a lot of heart and there's a lot of love in this community and a lot of commitment to our families and our children. And I'm looking forward to such a great future together. We had an opportunity to bring our management team together this week, and we had a morning just talking about, you know, what are we looking forward to. I want staff to get to know my values and the way that I see the world that has really impacted the way that I provide leadership, always being very student focused, and I can see that we're very aligned in our commitment to our family. So it's been a pleasure, and I will continue to meet folks on a one-to-one basis. Today I had the great opportunity to go see our classified staff who is trained on mandated reporters and all of those great things, and lots of great folks working really hard to make sure that our schools are operating and ready for the first day of school. So thank you to them as well.
Thank you, Dr. Flores. Any other information items from anyone? Any personnel items? I see nothing here. Future meetings. On August 20th, we will have a governance work session. The agenda will be forthcoming, followed by meetings on September 12th, October 10th, November 14th, and December 12th. Does anyone have anything else about any of the meetings to say? No? Okay, I need a motion. There's no report. Yes, there is a report out of closed session. Hold on a second.
Yeah, I almost forgot.
Okay, so we have to vote on this. Yeah, we have to vote on this. How can I do this? In the matter of student records case number 2019-21, we need to vote at this moment. So since we didn't vote, we're going to vote, and then I will read out what the result of the vote is. So
what is the motion?
Well, how is
the
it
motion
worded, yeah.
The motion, well, I'll do this one. You gave me an either-or here, Dan. In the matter of student records case number 2019-21, there is a motion to uphold the superintendent designee's decision. Okay, so that's the motion that we're voting on. Can you hear me, Leela?
Yes, I can.
Okay, so once again, in the matter of student records case number 2019-20-1, there is a motion to uphold the superintendent designee's decision. Correct? Okay, so...
One second.
Let's, we have...
Who's making the motion?
So, this is the motion.
Well, but one of us has to make...
It'll technically be from the clerk.
It's technically from the clerk, but, yeah.
Okay.
Normally it would be from him.
Okay, then I'll make the second.
Second, okay. So there's a motion from the clerk, Jim, followed by a second from Arisa. All in favor?
Aye.
Leela? Arisa?
Aye.
Chris?
Yes.
Jim?
Aye.
Bonnie votes aye. Motion carries 5-0. Okay. There's no other report out of closed session. We are going to go back into closed session right now, and so we need a motion to adjourn open session.
Motion.
Second. Okay. Thank you all. Thanks for having, thanks for being here. We appreciate it before school starts, and we look forward to the first day of school.
Yes, good luck.
Thank you.
Happy teaching.
And we'll see you soon.
I made my shirt.
All right, so after they're all cleared out, we'll go back to school.